RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, High Noon in the District of Columbia. Steve Zabin sitting in for B. B enjoying some G. Mitch time with the grandkids. I hope everybody's having a wonderful holiday season. Driving around with no traffic, no school for kids today. I can't imagine anybody's going to work. This office building seemed like it was closed today. Did you park in the garage?
Absolutely.
And the garage gate was down. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
The storm door was down, and I said, oh, boy. I hope that this thing will take my credit card today because I want to get in. I need to get in here. By the way, CK and Drab are here.
Drab just left.
Okay.
But
well,
hey, don't rat him out. CK is here. I was pretty damn surprised to see the cluster buster in the building today.
Yeah.
Now, Zabe, I said we've reached a point when we eventually get, because we'll hear from Dan Quinn, I guess not today. I guess we'll hear from DQ Monday. We have Monday will be the post game, then Wednesday, then Friday, then presumably after the Eagles game, and then another post game after, the Monday after the Eagles game. So that's 5 or 6 scheduled press availabilities with Dan Quinn.
Of which 0 questions will come about the Eagles game, because who cares?
Right.
Other than just who's going to start at quarterback.
Right.
Now, Walker wants Driscoll to start, and I go, why? He's like, I don't know. I just want to feel like we have a new toy to play with.
I thought Johnson was good.
Driscoll's not going to be any better than Josh Johnson.
We won't hear from Adam Peters until a season end presser. I'm guessing Harris will be there also. And I said, my question for Harris is, how confident are you in these two to fix this thing? And you said you have a precursor
yes,
to that.
Yes, before you, I think the more important thing is, and this will be something I'm sure they're already debating inside the building out there in Ashburn, before you decide on how we're going to fix it, you have to then agree on what happened. Like the agreeing upon the narrative of, okay, what happened to make this year go so poorly? That's an important thing that you have to come to at least some loose agreement on. Because I could argue, well, what happened was you had surprise success with a phenom rookie QB. You couldn't possibly say that was a fluke and we're going to proceed apace with our full rebuild and teardown of what is not right with the team. We have to press ahead and lay some bets on some marginal ideas that may or may not work out. The narrative of what did you do is important to then assess what should you fix. I don't disagree with what they did this year. They did what they had to do. In fact, some of the, I would say, subprime bets that they made actually worked out. Bobby Wagner had a better year than I would have ever thought.
Jacob Martin's been fantastic.
Yes. Ertz was not bad until he blew his leg up.
Right.
You can't blame him on that. Eckler, I don't know. I love Eckler, so I'm biased. I can't really comment on him. But, you know, these are all things that didn't quite work out. Why did they not work out? Because they were bad ideas to bring back older guys who probably you should move on from? Or was it a good idea that just didn't work out? So once they figure out an agreement on the narrative, then they'll decide here's where we need to fix it.
What do you think the answer to that is?
Well, I think it varies by the person. I think there are fans that believe narratives. What do I think they're going to say?
No. What do you think? Do you
think the idea
was correct?
What's my idea on the narrative?
Right, yeah. Or the idea was incorrect?
My narrative is they had a choice. They could pick this year or next year to be good, and they picked this year, and unfortunately, it blew up in their face. That does not bode well for next year. That's a pessimistic outlook for 2026, which many fans don't want to hear, don't want to consider. But the rational football brain in me says, well, that's what it is. It sucks. But that's my basic narrative.
We were just in the kitchen and Linnell asked me, you know, how screwed do you think they are for next year? And I said, well, there's real holes. They don't have a ton of picks. They have a lot of cash. They could sign some folks. But I think the reality more and more in the NFL, to be a deep January team like they were last year, really all hinges on elite quarterback play. To be a deep January team. The days of elite defenses carrying you late, like it can still happen,
right,
but it generally happens with a stud quarterback. And I think it's easy to be pessimistic about 26 based on 25. However, if Jaden's back to 24, they're in every game. Like if Jaden comes out of the phone booth as Superman again,
right,
they're back, baby. Like it is that relatively that simple. Now, do you want to have a better roster around him and build up every aspect of this? Absolutely. But if you can get Jaden back to that, is the Bills roster that loaded?
No. No, in fact, I think the Bills have been eating out on, hey, Josh, do something amazing.
And that's what Washington did last year.
I know.
You had a human eraser covering up mistakes.
Yeah.
And this year, the eraser got a little beat up, and the mistakes were overwhelming.
I think it's almost like if you break your putter in the middle of your round, you're not going to score very well. You're going to be putting with a wedge,
right,
which you can, or a hybrid, which you can. You're not going to be draining a lot of putts. You lose your quarterback for half the year, you're going to have to really struggle.
Now, are there exceptions to that?
Yeah.
The Niners have built the culture and the depth, and they have the schematic advantages, we both believe, right? Like, San Fran went through a zillion injuries, and they're good still. But I don't think they're Super Bowl good. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. The Eagles have so much talent on that roster that even when their quarterback and their offense underperforms to a crazy level,
yeah,
they're still able to put together a double-digit win season, but these are years in the making.
If it makes anyone feel any better, probably doesn't. I would argue that they're not screwed, they're crippled. They're crippled by the horrific drafting of the previous regime, and it's going to take another 12-month cycle to really get this thing going again.
I am growing. I don't disagree, but
screwed is when you've got a ton of guys. Like, screwed is what the Saints were
forever
when they ran up the bill on all these guys. I just think this team is crippled by the horrible roster management of the previous regime.
I'm getting close to being done hearing that, but I don't disagree with you because I think there's real questions
there's
about
a lot of excuse,
the
maybe.
Current roster management.
Well, there's a fair point on that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, we've been telling people to call. They've been calling. We haven't taken their calls.
No, you've been telling them.
That's true, and not taking them. Rick is on the route. Our guy Ricky, what's up, buddy?
JP, what's going on, Mister? You are looking live, Steve Zaven. How are you?
What's up, Ricky?
I'm good. Hey, real quick before I get to the Washington stuff, when you look up on HBO Max, or I think it's Prime, one of them, and you look up Christmas movies, guess what comes up?
What?
Die Hard.
Of course. Yeah, it's now been certified and listed in every guide and in every little list of Christmas movies. So that's why I said the debate was over. That's why I said the debate was over. It's now certified Christmas movie. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Maybe their game, too, is pretty good also.
Rick.
So,
what are your questions for the Commanders?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. You're about to make your point.
Now, as far as Washington, I think they'll be okay. The point that you said, JP, is I think the most important thing. As long as Jaden is healthy and can be the Jaden of last year, I think they'll be in good standards, and they should be able to move forward. Just fix the pieces of the defense that need to get fixed, because there's a lot of holes there. But like I said, as long as Jaden Daniels is there, hopefully there's, and he's the same Jaden Daniels, then he'll be all right. And JP, hopefully you started Debo. If you did, because he did not too bad for you if you started him.
We'll get to that.
My guys, Cole.
Thank you, Rick. Merry Christmas, pal.
Oh, by the
Merry
way,
Christmas, guys.
Debo popping the lid off of Oliver Wilson.
That was awesome.
Like it was a Coors long neck. Was phenomenal. That was a jump out of your Barca Lounger highlight right there.
Debo doing that and then Javonte Williams doing it to Mikey Sammer still.
That's, yes.
Was
fun stuff.
Well, and a full illustration of why there's no tanking in the NFL.
Now, you still have to tackle
offices,
people.
Front offices and coaches can not let certain guys play. They can shut you down. Hey, you're injured. We're done for the year here.
Right.
Front offices and coaches can do that. But when you're on a football field and 75, 80% of those guys have no guaranteed money for next season,
yeah,
nobody's tanking, dude. If you take a playoff, your helmet's going to get knocked off.
I will argue that this helps Debo this winter.
Yeah.
Highlights help. The rational mind should say, okay, one play shouldn't matter. Do we want to spend money on this wide receiver who's getting up there in age? But highlights matter. That's a good highlight for him to have going into the winter.
Hell yeah. And it's, hey, I did that in week 17 when everything was lost.
That's right, because you're saying I care.
What, you know, week four?
The fact that George Pickens was out there playing and for the most part giving decent effort. Last week he did not.
He had a serious alligator arm on a high ball with Bobby Wagner closing.
I know he did. But
and
I'm just saying,
fantasy,
I'm just saying the fact that he's even out there tells you that he too needs to and wants to get paid.
Well, he's also George Pickens is currently dealing with the Jerry dance. So he's not even auditioning for others. He has to show, I mean, hell, they had it in the Hard Knocks scene, which the team approves, right? The team has final say of what makes Hard Knocks, and they had a scene with Jerry and the coaches at the table talking about how much does Pickens love football.
Yeah.
That ain't an accident. And then, therefore, not, dude, if you watch the routes.
Everything is a show to Jerry. That's the thing. Everything is theater to Jerry. That's why they're perennial losers.
The routes Pickens and CD were running yesterday. Yeah. Nobody was looking for much contact. Everything was outside and deep.
Yes.
And you said Debo made some money yesterday. You're not incorrect.
I didn't say he made money. I said it helps him.
Well,
like, it's a good highlight to have. We'll see if he makes money.
Well, he also made money yesterday.
Oh.
He hit two incentives yesterday. $450,000 bonus for 70 receptions on the season.
Oh, nice.
$250,000 bonus for 700 yards on the year.
Nice. And so, now the league is going to find ways to steal the money back from him, probably by claiming that he lowered his helmet and used it as a weapon. Therefore, he's fined $43,962. And they'll announce that on Friday, JP, when nobody's watching.
Well, he made $700,000 yesterday, so I think it'll be all right.
By the way, Jerry Jones said on The Fan in Dallas that he dressed up as Santa Claus and went around passing gifts to players at the team hotel before the game the previous night. He said, I know this team got so much out of it. I'll never forget it. A lot of fun. We were laughing. A buddy of mine, a Cowboy fan, is like, yeah, they were laughing at Jerry Jones. They don't take him seriously.
No, especially now. My wife, I've forced her to watch some of the Hard Knocks. And there was a scene, it must have been after they lost at home to the Vikings, where Jerry like got up in a huff to like storm off, but like he's moving kind of slow. But getting up.
He's not spry anymore.
No, to get up and storm off when you kind of are moving slow is kind of a tough scene. Tailgate Ted is on the line. Hello, Ted. How do you do, buddy?
I'm good, boys. Happy Boxing Day. How you guys doing?
Happy Boxing Day to you.
My favorite day of the year. I'm the king of returns, you know. I return everything. I've been put on the no-fly list from Best Buy multiple times. They're like, yeah, you're returning a lot of stuff, so this purchase may be on you. Happy Boxing Day.
Well, they start charging you to return stuff at some of these stores nowadays.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I return nothing.
So
good for you. You're a man who commits.
No, I buy nothing. I return nothing.
That's good.
I exist in this ether of, like, I finally bought new underwear, which I've needed for some time.
Congratulations.
I accidentally sent it to my father-in-law's house. So, like, I'm just not I'm not master of my domain, as Jerry Seinfeld would
say. You bought the underwear online on Amazon?
Yeah.
Airstrike underwear?
Yeah.
So you called it an airstrike and went to the
store.
Hit the wrong house.
I hate going to stores. I hate it. Anyway, Ted, you wanted to talk football.
Yeah, I mean, your underwear, probably not a hot topic, but I was curious.
It's more fixable than some parts of the team, though.
That is true, Zam. That is true. But Valdez mentioned this morning he would let Mariota walk, right, and keep Josh Johnson. Mariota is probably going to make $10 million next year or more because he made $8 this year. He was 1-for-5 as a starter. Curious what your thoughts are. Because to me, if we're even down to Mariota or Johnson, that just means something's wrong with Jaden again and we're back in this whole mess. Would you let the guy walk knowing you got other people you got to pay?
Do you have a better option at QB2?
No.
Any guys you think?
QB2, the season's done.
Okay.
I don't think the season's done going to Marcus
if it's a 1-for-10 JP, pay it.
I agree.
If it's 2-for-20, pass. The number is the years thing. I want to have a non-awful QB2 who can win 2 games in the course of a 6-game run if in case Daniels is hurt again. And QB2s that are not awful are hard to find. And they're shockingly expensive. At one point, Chase Daniel was making $7 million a year. And I'm like, nice guy, but Shrimpy McShrimperson, this guy's a $7 million backup who never plays?
I think you keep him. If I know Valdez well enough, he might have just been hoping the Ravens signed Marcus to be their starter, and he's just stirring that pot. That's my guess, Ted.
Oh, my God.
Tell him I said so.
All right, boys.
I think Marcus is back, but I also think if you're Marcus, he's been very clear that he wants to continue to try to be a starter, and he should. Like, that's how these guys are wired. And last year, it made all the sense in the world for him to come back, and he went and shopped his services and, you know, found what the market said and came back. But maybe this year, especially, I mean, what are the Jets going to do? What are the Raiders going to do? Like, there could be jobs out there where he at least goes in knowing, hey, I know there's a young guy, but I might be the starter at least for the first 10 games, and it's a different feeling. But as far as a player, I like Marcus. I think he makes a lot of sense as the number 2 for Washington. Thank you, Ted.
Jared Stidham still in the league. Good Lord. I'm looking at depth charts at quarterback. It's
where's
slim.
Stidham?
Stidham's with the Broncos behind Bo Nix.
Wow. I'm trying to find.
How about the fact, is there ever going to be a 30-for-30 JP on Trey Lance and why he was such a bust? The Niners traded up
with
a
that
lot
offensive
to go
staff.
Get. Yes.
Sometimes you see busts and you're like, all right, well, this kid was poorly coached and went to a terrible team. That was not the case. I'm trying to look at the highest paid
backup
quarterbacks.
Okay, here's some guys I would take, by the way. Would be Tyrod Taylor, Ty Huntley, Jameis Winston, those type of guys. Malik Willis is going to get overpaid by somebody next year. And I think that's kind of a mistake. I think LaFleur crafted a very nice set of game plays for him when he's in there. So we'll see about that.
The quarterback contract mistakes right now. Tua is the top of the list, 53. That the Jets gave Justin Fields $40 million in guaranteed money is one of the most asinine things.
That's why they're the Jets.
What do you do with Daniel Jones if you're Indy? Coming off an Achilles.
That's a hell of a question. I'd move right on down the road. He was a nice, brief idea who had a wonderful, flourishing year until that Achilles one snap. So much of it was predicated upon JT23 running wild.
Totally, and defense playing well.
Yeah, I would keep it pushing on that and go to the next plan.
Jeff, Heather McDonough, my great producer over at NBC4, texted me. She said, it's pretty interesting that you can get a firm commitment from the governor of Maryland to come on the radio show, but we're yet to hear back from Doc Walker. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, but I think Doc texted me. I got to look at my messages.
Oh, well, it would have been helpful if you told me that before I said the last thing. We're hoping to have Doc confirmed for one.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is now. Woo! Yeah, that's why you got to ask that stuff in the break first, JP.
Or maybe you tell me in the break. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Another smooth vibe for you, Zabe.
I like Walker's tastes here. Can go, he can broad range.
Dude, so I've
from
seen...
From straight hip-hop to old-school R&B.
I've seen Jeff in his DJing element. Like, he has talent. He's good at it. Like, he can read the
actual
room.
Actual DJing.
Well, like, he can handle a club. Like, clubs that don't start popping until 1 a.m.
Yep.
But he could handle a bar mitzvah, too. Like, he's
nice.
Got...
Nice.
I'm complimenting you, Jeffrey. You have musical range and you can read the room.
It's not. I appreciate it.
It's not part of your core clientele, but you'll happily do one if needed.
I've told Jeff he should break into the bar mitzvah space. There's a lot of money in bar mitzvahs, Jeff.
Hell yeah.
I don't know how to tell you how to get there, buddy, but you should do it.
Yeah, I don't have many friends that have bar mitzvahs, but I'll look.
It'd be their kids. It's like 13-year-olds.
Try to network, though.
You need some rabbis. You know any rabbis?
Talk to Unfunny Ben. He'll hook you up. He'll get you in with the tribe.
I know plenty of people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Start sending out some resumes, Jeff. Yeah.
Ben's on JDate.com.
Are
it's
you,
not
Ben?
Going great.
He just told me he's not that religious.
On JDate.
On JDate I am. I got my confirmation photos.
What is JDate?
You don't know about J-Date?
J-Date is dating for Jewish people.
Right. You know how we're J-Dogs? That's a different J.
J-Date is for Jewish people,
it's like Christian Mingle.
Yeah,
I suppose it is.
I'm about to get a call from my girlfriend, aren't I?
Hold on, you have a girlfriend and you're on a J-Date?
I'm not a J-Date.
You just said it.
Zabe was joking.
And okay. He joked with me. Okay. He said, I am.
Nah, I think he's on J-Date for real.
He said, I am Jewish on, I am very Jewish on J-Date.
But I'm unfunny?
maybe it's not my day.
You read him literally, not in a humorous way.
Zabe and I are too old. Have either of you done any of the apps?
Of course.
Yeah, like Tinder years ago.
Just swiping?
Yep.
Did anything ever happen in a singular evening from swipe to breakfast? Like, one swipe landed breakfast bagels the next morning.
No, not for me, because I used it kind of in a joking format, because I was a freshman in college. I was just swiping on everyone, and then I started dating my girlfriend like 2 months later.
How long have you had this girlfriend?
Over 4 years.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's going to start getting itchy pretty soon.
Nah. They're so young, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, women get itchy.
He's right.
Jeffrey?
No dating apps for me, but I did find out that I had someone making a Tinder page using my pictures.
Ooh, stolen valor.
Guess how I found out? On a date with my then girlfriend. I'm on a date.
Was this when you were fat or new and skinny Jeff?
This is when I was fat Jeff.
Why so is somebody fat using Jeff. Fat Jeff for
because
their Tinder profile?
I'm telling you, in my age group, I'm a pretty popular guy, man. And at Bowie State at that time, look, anytime from 2013 to 2017, Bowie State was mine. Like, I turned that campus up like to what it is today. But I'm walking with my girl inside of the mall, and this girl walks up to me and say, "You don't remember me?
Oh my.
You were texting me on Tinder." And I'm looking at her. I'm like, Tinder?
That's not a good situation.
Tinder?
You know, you ask who would do such a thing. Remember, JP, the two's got to hunt for threes somehow.
Sure, sure.
So the two girl is looking at the three fat Jeff saying, what the hell? Let's
go. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
A chicken in every pot.
I was a six.
Okay.
I was a six.
What are you now then, Jeff?
Oh, I've always been a 10 to myself.
Of course you are.
A girl told me I was a 6 in college, so I always said I'm a 6.
Can I get an opinion real quick?
Sure.
I posted my 4-year anniversary with my girlfriend on Twitter, a picture of us. I got a lot of like very nice replies, very nice people saying, oh, wow, you guys look cute together. You should totally get married. One guy responds, and I took this as a extremely backhanded compliment. He goes, you should definitely marry her because you weigh outkicked, and then in all caps, your coverage.
Ooh. That's a compliment.
But, it's an extra jab, though, but like your coverage.
Yeah, the sure. Capitalization of your made sound like I'm like butt ugly.
There's a lesson. Never post a picture of your girl on the internet.
I got some crazy
replies. I do it every once in a while on Instagram. My wife legitimately doesn't want to be on my Instagram. She doesn't even like me posting pictures of my kids.
Right. The headline would be, sincerity attempted on social media, negativity follows.
Right.
Shocker.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
Your mistake right there. But as far as the dating apps, there's a whole bunch of videos by women who say, you know what, just to see how it is for men, I took over a friend of mine's account and I started to interact with women who wanted to get a date with him. And almost universally, these women say, I am so depressed. I hate my own species more than ever. Women. Women are the worst because they jump into their friend's phone, who's a guy, and they play the game like it's a video game from the guy's point of view, and they see the horror show that many women, not all, go through on these dating apps. The ghosting, the catfishing, the game playing, all of this stuff.
I'm glad to be out of it.
I'm glad I was never in it,
me
JP.
Too. Me too. All right, these folks have been on hold a while.
Let's go.
Carolyn's in Silver Spring. What's up, Carolyn?
Hi, this is Crazy Carolyn, Steve.
Hello, Crazy Carolyn, my dear. How are you today?
I want to tell JP about the oysters.
Ooh, okay. Christmas oysters was JP's thing that he had to get up. Had to get some for your dinner.
In our month, it was because first reason they, for health and safety reasons, they're only available in the cold months.
Oh, because you don't want them sitting in a warm truck in the summer as they're being delivered to a restaurant. That makes sense.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Easy E's in Rockville. What's up, Easy?
What's up? What's going on, JP and Zabe?
Hey,
we're chilling.
That's good. That's good. I got something to tell you after I tell you how what I think about the Commanders. So here's what I think is going to happen, and it's you're going to be like, some you may agree, you may disagree. I think the fact that they don't have as many draft picks, they're definitely going to have to be much, much more aggressive in free agency. And they got the money to do it, to be quite honest with you. They kind of sort of have the New England Patriots $100-something million in salary cap by the time we get to free agency next year when the Patriots started going crazy and using their money. So they're going to have to kind of use the money that way if they really want to become relevant again. But don't go and sign, and I hate to say it because I love these players, but don't go sign me a Bobby Wagner again. And don't be signing these 34, 35
years. Wagner's been good. People love knocking Wagner. He's been good. Are there scenarios he's in coverage where he shouldn't be? Yes, but he's been good.
And that's the problem, though. Eventually, JP, you can be good, but you need a great linebacker. So eventually you have to go get a linebacker that's 25, 26 in his prime that's good, okay? They could cover because we can't keep being okay with tackling but not covering. That's one of our problems. We're okay with looking there and being there and tackling, but sometimes we need to be able to cover, okay? Now, here's the other thing. My nephew got a Jaden Daniels jersey yesterday for Christmas from his uncle.
Nice.
But he had no idea it was a Jaden jersey because he picks the first gift out of the bag. You know, I put that little Christmas, little whatever paper stuff in there. So he sees the Capitals hat and he thinks that that's it because it's on the very top. So he starts to, I'm like, hey, that's not it. So he starts digging through. He notices, he goes, wait, is this a Redskins jersey? I'm like, no, kind of, sort of, but no.
Right.
So then he keeps going and he goes, well, what jersey is it? I don't know. You tell me what jersey you think it is. He goes, Terry McLaurin. So he goes with Terry McLaurin because he wears 17 and he plays football. That's his favorite number. Okay.
What did the jersey you gave him not have a number on it?
No, it does. It does. It does. So he eventually opens the rest of the gift. Before even looking at the name on the jersey, and he doesn't do like a hard stretch, he just pours the number out a little bit. He goes, ha, oh, it's definitely Jaden Daniels. It's number 5. But thanks, Unc. I love the gift. And he would not take the gift off for 3 hours. And I told my dad, I said, hey, he's got to take that jersey off. You're about to eat dinner for Christmas. And it's the white Super Bowl era jersey for Jaden, so I can't have him getting it dirty. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Easy. Appreciate you, bud.
You've seen the rumor, JP, that those jerseys will be a more primary jersey next year?
I don't think it's a rumor. I think it's happening.
Okay.
I think.
How do you feel about it?
I think we are not many years away from that and the old burgundy just being the jerseys. Okay. And maybe you keep the blacks as an alternate. And I feel good about it. I don't like either the. I thought the white was terrible. The burgundy's okay. But just as somebody watching the games from the press box. And at most stadiums, press boxes are basically on the roof. It is impossible to tell names and numbers in those in the new jerseys.
Oh, yeah, the new jerseys.
It's infuriating. Yeah. And they're ugly. And just go back to what works. And the helmet is so much better with the gold face mask. Just infinitely better. So
can I make one suggestion if this is going to be the thing? Can we go back to the more flat red finish on the helmet, not the satiny sort of metal flake finish on the modern helmet? Because the modern helmet doesn't match the old school burgundy.
Fair. Yeah, that's
so
fair.
So I'd like to helmet match color-wise and finish-wise, and then just take the W off.
I didn't mind when they had the numbers on there, like the Bama look.
That's fine, but I'm just saying, you strip it down to the Super Bowl era jerseys minus the logo if you can't politically get over putting that one back on there, which
DOC
I don't
is
think
in
they
the
can.
Building.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
The phone must be out of his house. The internet must be out of his house. Hi, Doc. That's what I would do. But now, everyone's different. Everyone's different. And some will say that's still not enough.
Oh, there's always.
I know.
I've learned not to argue with the fringes of the name situation. The name's not coming back. Let's just move forward, right? But is that appropriation to you?
What?
The Super Bowl era jerseys.
No, it's not appropriation, but it tells me that they're still conflicted in their souls about what was done.
Not.
And therefore, they can't get over that. So they're like, let's go back to the old jerseys. Those old jerseys are Russell Athletics, and nobody wears those anymore. They're the most plain block
striped
pants.
They're beautiful in simplicity.
They are. But they have no modern touches of today's type uniforms.
I don't think they're conflicted anymore. They have moved forward. But they recognize that the way things were moved forward was done poorly.
Right.
And they're doing their best to attach what we all knew and loved to what is today.
Okay.
I don't think it's conflict anymore. I think it's just how can we move this thing forward? We need to move forward. We will be right back. DOC hopefully joining us in person at 1 o'clock.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, Zabe, something happened yesterday. The Commanders, coming off the 2024 season with a star young quarterback and an NFC title appearance, they were a hot ticket. The league wanted as much Jaden in national windows as they could get.
Bye.
And boy, we got national windows.
8 of them.
Let's run through them, shall we?
8 standalone games.
Week 2, Thursday night football. It was my birthday in Green Bay. Trounced 27-18.
Bully ball. Tough game.
Let's go to Monday night football. Chicago Bears at home. They had that game.
The rematch of last year's miracle. And this time it went the other way.
Much like last year, the Bears fell apart after the Hail Mary. This year, Washington fell apart after that fumble.
Yeah.
They were 3-2 going into that game, and with about 2 minutes left, looked like they were about to be 4-2. Things looked different.
Yep.
Right up until they weren't. That's an L to the Bears. 2 weeks later, Monday Night Football in Kansas City. Mariota is your quarterback for that game, I believe.
Yep.
That's a loss, 28-7. It was a good first half, and then it wasn't. The following week, Sunday Night Football, Seattle Seahawks, never in doubt.
That was what felt like low tide.
People were leaving in the first half. Yeah, I posted a video of it.
People leaving
in the first half. The final there. There was a string of name your score games, and that was the third of four of them. That Seattle could have named their score.
Yeah, that felt like low tide, and then Detroit came in.
Put up 44.
Dan Campbell said, I'm taking the play sheet. And everyone thought, oh, he's so much better at calling plays. Well, no, he just played the Commanders.
Then they go to Spain. 9:30 Eastern kick, only game on in that window. And they lost to the Dolphins in overtime. Dolphins, also terrible. That fell their record to 3-8 on the season. You come back for another national window that everybody was begging to be flexed out, only it wasn't. And yes. Washington showed up, took the Broncos to OT to lose by a point. Honestly, that might have been their best performance of the year, either that
probably that was or the probably Charger. Their best effort. Yep.
They looked good against the Chargers.
Yeah, the Charger game was like, wow, okay, hold on, everybody. We might be all right.
Now, more national windows. Philadelphia Eagles come to Landover. Eagles were riding a losing streak. Offensively, we weren't sure what they had. Oh, I guess the Eagles have just beaten the Raiders. Pardon me. Eagles win 29-18. They were in that game until Mariota goes down.
Eagles threw a C-minus effort out there. They made a ton of mistakes. Still won the game fairly easily.
That brings us to yesterday, Christmas Day in the nation's capital.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
21-3, early second quarter.
Yeah.
Washington fights back. Final score looks better than the game, perhaps. 30-23 loss to the Cowboys. That's 0-8 in national windows. Not all primetime, because some of these are different. But when they were the only pro football game on in the country, they lost them all.
I've heard people say they can't wait for 1 o'clock Sundays again.
I am one of them.
You are, but you're obviously in the sausage factory.
Yes.
Working a shift during games. And I know everyone who covers this league loves the 1 o'clockers on Sunday. I think the league has stretched their taffy, JP, so far now. In fact, this week, I always do this in my You Are Looking Live segment every week. I list the games by, are they standalones? I go, it is your 1-1-1-1-1-7-1-1-1-1 lineup of games. That's the furthest it's ever been stretched, meaning that's literally, there's only one window, the 1 o'clock window Sunday, in which there's overlapping games. Everything else is at least staggered a bit. There's a 4:05, there's a 4:25. So I hate the late night games. I think FedEx is uniquely poorly suited to being a late night venue as a place to go out to. Not that nobody lives on that side of the market, but there's kind of more people that have tickets that live elsewhere. That makes it just tough.
You're saying getting there with rush hour traffic on the Beltway?
Getting there and also getting home. The trek home to the Northern Virginia burbs becomes a, I mean, you look at the map and you're like, that's on another planet over there.
However, I hear you on that. I bet as the crow flies, it's 4 miles to RFK. Like it's not that far for the RFK.
And no, it's not.
Nobody's gonna have that complaint about going back to RFK.
But are the people who are going to the games the ticket holders in the district itself, or are they in the surrounding counties? That only the team would know by basis of their databases.
Oh, I'm sure
their ticket people.
My guess of season ticket holders would be Fairfax, Loudoun, then Montgomery.
Okay.
As far as counties.
And are you saying that Howard County has been gone to the Purple Tide for a while now?
No, I think Howard, Anne Arundel still, but like just the lion's share. Where is the greatest percentage of season ticket holders? I bet it's Fairfax, Loudoun, then Montgomery.
Yeah.
And dude, like Prince George's, Charles, and then I guess that'd be Prince William further south. Like there's people coming from everywhere.
I think it's just great. The new place is going to be back where it belongs.
Right.
Because that was my thing all along. I'm like, it has to be where RFK is. It ties our sprawling region together.
Agreed. And my point there, I guess, is for the Chantilly resident, they will complain about the drive to Landover in a way they will never complain about the drive to RFK, even though the physical distance is not that significant.
True.
The with the new metaphorical place, distance is the Grand Canyon.
With the new place, you'll be driving to a palace that is spectacular and has new stadium smell for at least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Now you're driving to the other end of the earth for a dump.
The one thing that they have done really well at Northwest Stadium, the investments into the light shows and the LED boards and everything, they can actually make that thing look pretty cool for
That's
night
good.
Games.
Yeah.
But they're getting trounced in them. So Sunday, 1 o'clock, man.
Right.
Go 12-5, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Nobody's complaining.
Yeah, I think there's also, when it comes to these national games, not just the inconvenience of, okay, you know, we got school the next day, or do we have to get home in time? Or if you're in the media, how late am I going to be
out working? Or Metro Riders, too.
Or Metro Riders as well. The other element, JP, is no fan base wants to get spanked in front of a national audience.
And they did.
And so, they did. 0-8. And minus 77 was the number on those games. So I would say don't expect there to be any fewer than 3 or 4 national games. There'll be at least...
Some of it's just NFC East football. Always sells.
It's a function of market size.
Everybody gets a Thursday night or two.
Right.
So I think you're right. Probably 4 or 5, I would guess.
By rights of what teams are good and worth watching, the Giants should not have been on national TV for the last 6 years. And yet every year, you get at least 3 or 4 orders of them.
The Jets.
I know. Because of market size.
Right.
And by the way, there's only so... They've got so many now individual windows that there's only so many teams that you can show over and over. In fact, there's a limit, right? Isn't it on the high end?
6 or 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 8. I'm surprised there's not a game today. I'm surprised they didn't look at the calendar, see the void in this Friday where everybody's home, and call it NFL Boxing Day and just have a game today.
Well, they took Black Friday and they took Christmas this year when it didn't fit logically on their schedule.
Thursday
is better than Wednesday.
When they did it last year on a Wednesday, was unbelievable.
And they're going to keep doing it going forward. They're like, we'll figure out a way to at least have some.
I'm not mad at it. I wish if there was a 5 o'clock kick today, I'm home tonight with my family.
Right. What else are
we going to make a fire? I would love to have a game to put on.
Do you make real fires?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
See, we have a real chimney, JP. And I know this is not marriage counseling, but my wife is just like, oh, it's so messy and we got to clean the chimney out.
You do gas?
It's going to be a fire. No, wood. I got wood, baby.
I got wood.
I would love to.
No blue chew, all wood.
Yeah, I would love to throw some real logs in there and get her going, but it's a tough sell, and it's a sell that I don't have the votes in Congress for, and so I'm not even proposing
not
the legislation.
Not worth swimming up that stream.
No, it really isn't.
We have tremendous news. Also, Joey Savitt, if you're listening, this matters to you too. Doc Walker joining us in person in the studio next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.